Well, it's very clear that this is as a result of immigration. This is the cohort of individuals from 2011 that have decided to up sticks and either travel abroad, or many of them have moved to Dublin, our capital city, in search of work. And it's a reflection of the economic conditions that we see in the county, but it also has major impacts for our trends in population in Donegal, and indeed the rollout of services, because some of these young adults are people who should be settling down now, getting married, starting to raise families. And you can see that in terms of the youngest age cohort, where there's nearly a 16% drop in the 0 to 4 year olds, and that's because the couples are raising their families, some of them in Melbourne and in Canada and in London, instead of in Donegal, building their houses, creating employment in the area, and populating the local schools. So it's a serious worrying trend, and it's something that we need to try and reverse as quickly as possible.
That will be difficult, because you mentioned we're also losing a younger generation as well. We have an aging population, most of those people living in rural areas, the older people. This county's not set up to cater to that for them going forward.
No, it's definitely not. And you know, and look, I can see it in my own community, and you've seen it over the last number of years in terms of being out and about in pubs and in restaurants. You see that the whole generation of young people, our whole age cohort, is simply missing, and that's very disappointing. It's the heart of a rural community, that young vibrancy, and we see it played out in terms of GA clubs and in soccer clubs, who are finding it challenging to field teams in the past. Now, there are been some positive trends of people coming back home, and I think that it is important that we do everything in our power to create the type of employment opportunities, because that's the only thing that will bring them home. But if we don't bring them home, then you're going to see a major imbalance in Donegal, where Donegal will become more an elderly population, way outside the norms of the state, without that young vibrancy that will, you know, create the jobs, be the entrepreneurs of the future, as I said, settle down, build in their houses, which creates its own local employment locally and keeps the economy ticking over.